Welcome to a new episode of the Electric Podcast, a special episode this week because we're going to discuss what to expect for the Tesla Cybertruck pickup truck unveiling later this month. It just got an official unveiling date, November 21st, and hopefully my co-host, Sam Weintraub, as usual, is going to be there. So we're going to discuss what to expect and what guys you want to know about the pickup truck. And just for a general impression ahead of the unveiling.
Yeah, so I'm going to be in Los Angeles anyway because of the LA Auto Show. The press week is the week before that, which kind of segues into my first initial thoughts on the announcement date. It like Tesla doesn't do this stuff, and you've definitely mentioned this in the post. Tesla does not do bringing their prototypes and things that they're not selling to the LA Auto Show. They've only ever had things that was for sale. Mm-hmm. But the date of this is like the night before, I'm assuming it's going to be at night, the night before the public viewing at the LA Auto Show, where Tesla is also going to be giving test drives of their current vehicles. I don't think they're going to test drive the Cybertruck, but yeah, maybe. Anyway, this would be like a monumental. Like everybody at the LA Auto Show and probably 100 times that many people who weren't planning to go to the LA Auto Show would want to go see the Cybertruck in person, in my opinion. I think it would be like a riot gear kind of situation. That's my opinion. Maybe some people don't care, but so it seems like that would be a great opportunity for Tesla to get a whole lot more people behind the wheel of their current vehicles because they want to come see the pickup. Hey, you want to come see the pickup? Do you want to sign up for a test drive? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
All right. I doubt it personally because it's just not something that Tesla has usually done. They show their prototype and then they keep it close to their chest for a long time. It does go to some public outings every now and again. But for example, look at the Model Y. It was unveiled in March. Since then, we've seen it at public Tesla events, maybe twice, three times max. I don't think it has ever been at a auto show just yet. So I doubt it. But I get where you're coming from because it makes a ton of sense, especially if Tesla is doing test drives for their other cars there. So they will certainly not do test drives for their pickup. They didn't even do test drives for the Model Y at the unveiling, so they won't do that for the pickup, which is most likely further away from production than Model Y was at the time of its unveiling. But if, like you said, it would probably bring a ton of people at the show, would be bring a ton of people at Tesla's booth at the show, and then for sure the Tesla staff at the show would be trained to do a whole switcheroo where, oh yeah, you came to see the pickup truck. Yeah, it's a great concept. It's a concept, though. It's 2 or 3 years away. You can get into a Model 3, a Model S, or a Model X, though. Right now, we can get you at the back of the show, the parking lot. We can get you behind the wheel, and then you can order right away and get a car in a few weeks. So I'm sure there would be a lot of that going, but I'm still not convinced that it's going to be there for the reason I just mentioned.
It's only 30 minutes away from the unveil. They could theoretically just throw it on the back of a truck. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, like, it just seems like too good an opportunity and too good of timing not to come to some sort of fruition. I don't know. Let us know what you think in the comments about that because I'm curious.
But the timing, so that would mean that the timing of the truck unveiling was because of the show, which I mean, it would make sense because for people who don't know this, in the auto industry, most automakers will pay for auto journalists to come to their unveiling, their vehicles unveiling. So they'll pay for the travels, they pay the plane tickets, they pay for hotel stays, and they treat you well there with dinners and whatnot. So that's how the automotive industry works for the most part, except for, you guessed it, Tesla, who just have enough, they feel like they have enough attention on them that if they unveil something, journalists will want to be there and they will pay their own travel to come and sit there. And so far, so good. It worked. It's been working for Tesla. I mean, ourselves, we have racked up thousands of dollars in travel costs over the last few years to go to those events. So,
I mean, I come from Apple and Google, and I think Tesla is more of a tech company like mm-hmm. Apple and Google, where they expect you to pay your to come to events, and maybe, you know, and Apple and Google aren't broke by any stretch. So, nope. Like the fact that they are so looked upon by the press, like there's you have to mm-hmm. be there for the event, or it seems like you have to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like Tesla is more like an Apple or Google than a Ford or Chevy. So I think they're kind of taking after those tech companies, and frankly, they don't need. I mean, if something were wrong, they would probably theoretically think about helping cover costs. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like Teslas have any attention problems.
No.
But on the flip side, I do talk to a lot of auto journalists that are like, "Screw Tesla, they don't help us out at all for any of our whatever."
Yeah,
and you know. That's just because they're spoiled like crazy. I mm-hmm. mean, I'm coming from Apple and Google world where I'm like, oh, you're going to fly me to Europe and you're going to pay for my 4-star hotel and let us play with a new car for mm-hmm. a couple of days. That sounds crazy. Yeah. But like all these other guys are like.
Yeah, it's the other way around for them. For the hotel journalists, it's like it's crazy for them not to pay. Like, well, what world do you live in?
Right. It's the other way around. And those guys complain like, oh, this hotel is only 4 stars. Like, oh, come
they
on.
Paid for 5 stars the last time. You're like, okay.
Right.
But yeah, so my point with that was I'm not sure that that was really the main part of the timing for the release of the pickup truck. I think, first off, the main part of the timing for Tesla's release or generally is the concept ready or not? Like they release it when it's finally ready, and then we know how Tesla is with timelines sometimes. So it might just be a pure coincidence that it's happening around the time of the show too. But there was also the Blade Runner thing rumors has been going on for a while since Elon mentioned. He didn't mention that it was necessarily inspired by Blade Runner the concept, but he said that it was Blade Runner esque, looked like something out of Blade Runner. Whether that's a coincidence where they just ended up looking like that. Or they were actually inspired by the movie. It could be one or the other. But if you look at the events of Blade Runner, of the original movie with Harrison Ford and who did that movie? I forget the director, but famous director.
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott. The events of the movies happened in November 2019 in Los Angeles. So some people think that that's why the unveiling is taking place now. But it could also be that pure coincidence because the concept is ready could be influenced by that. Or it could be also like Tesla is just being efficient with knowing that the Elliot show is happening at the same time. And all the journalists in town. But I don't somehow feeling that's not.
I mean, it seems like a lot of things kind of coming together. Elon did tweet something about the Blade Runner thing today as well. So.
He did the cyberpunk thing, no?
No, like the date. He tweeted something about the date.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
November. So it's not lost on them that the November thing, it's not maybe it was just like, it fits, like November's the auto show and it's also Blade Runner, let's do that. Because originally it was supposed to be at the end of summer, wasn't it, or the fall?
Yeah, end of summer. So it is a bit late to that. So which brings me to the whole when it's ready and whatnot. Let's go through a few questions maybe so that get that out of the way and then we can build on the question for Prashant Buyala. Sorry if I mispronounced that. When do you anticipate deliveries will start for the Cybertruck? So that's the huge question. And if you look at Tesla's history of unveiling a vehicle concept and bringing to production, it's been shortened a lot over the years since the Model 3. And now it looks very good too with Model Y, which could be a year to 12 to 18 months, let's say, from the unveiling that the car is going to go into production. And it's similarly with Model 3, though, of course, we know that there's a big difference between time to production, so production start, and time for volume production, two very different things. There's been no indication whatsoever when that's going to happen. My own guess would be Tesla will try to get that to market as soon as possible because of the timing of other vehicles coming to market, like the Rivian 2021, Ford F-150 electric should be not too far behind 2021, but probably 2022 based on Ford's timing. And GM, it's a little bit more difficult to, they haven't even confirmed anything yet. It's just all talk about the sort of the negotiation for the strike. Oh, we'll bring that to production there if you guys sign that. So it's a lot more difficult to predict. But yeah, personally, I think they will try 2021 because officially there's nothing planned after start of production. So they start production Model Y 2020, end of 2020 Tesla Semi. Roadster is such a smaller program. I don't know if it's that big of an impact, but yeah, 2021 makes sense for me. What do you think, Seth?
21 probably planned, and 22 probably realistic numbers. Just by past indications, I think he's got a good follow up question. And like, where do you think it'll be produced? You know, if this is a big program, which I think it should be, I don't know if there's any more room in Fremont for something like this.
Yeah, Fremont, I think, is a definitely a no-go for the pickup truck, especially since it's going to be a huge program, production program in terms of volume. Well, if it's a success, because if we come back to the design and now what Elon have been saying in terms of maybe not everyone's going to want the truck, and they even went as far as saying if it's not widely liked in terms of the design, we're gonna just quickly turn it around and use the powertrain that we designed and put a more traditional truck design on top of it, which is surprising to say ahead of a home unveiling like that. So let's say that it is successful. I'm sure Tesla is planning for six figure per year production volumes. There could be a Gigafactory expansion thing, but even then, at that point, Tesla has already a huge plan for Gigafactory production of battery packs, battery modules on top of Panasonic's battery cell production. Then you have the Tesla Semi that's been rumored to be produced there. Though if they do share some parts with the Tesla Semi, which also has been a rumor, then it could make sense to produce both the Tesla Semi and the pickup truck at the same location, although those are still rumors. So, yeah, a bunch of interesting options there.
Yeah, I mean, I the only thing I can kind of guarantee, well, not, I can't guarantee anything, but it seems like this will be a U.S. market kind of vehicle. So it sounds like something that would be made in the U.S. Like, you're not going to make something in China that, well, it seems unlikely that they'll build something like this in China. At least out of the gate, but mm-hmm. overall, the markets in the U.S. and Canada probably mostly.
Yes, I mean that's where the demand is. So that's where the production will be. But there's been rumors of other Tesla building another factories in North America too, so they could be produced there if Tesla pulls the trigger on that. But yeah, I'm referring to Model Y. For a while, Tesla was thinking Model Y production at Fremont or Gigafactory, and they were also considering maybe a second Californian factory, though that didn't happen. Of course, that's a big capital investment too, and Tesla is trying to be more efficient with its capital in order to stay profitable like they did last quarter, which was a big surprise. But it's a big surprise. But every time Tesla has come up with a profitable quarter, it's been a one-off and then back to severe losses. So they need to work on maintaining that going forward. And if you go ahead and you go ahead and make it like a brand new factory or even a massive new production line like the pickup truck's going to require, that's going to take a lot of capital. And I'm not sure that Tesla wants to go back to the public market for that. Though I'm sure that they could maybe just with reservation, if they can secure a large number of reservation and then raise capital based on that. That could be an interesting move. They did that before. They did that with the Model 3, of course. There was a capital raise around the time of the Model Y unveiling, but Tesla didn't do that building on the numbers of Model Y unveiling, Model Y reservation, because they never disclosed those. Though you can still figure out that it was much lower than Model 3 based on the customer deposit line in Tesla's financial results. I think it could be much bigger with a pickup truck, especially if it looks different. I think it could be, again, pretty a six figure reservation. What do you think?
So I'm skipping ahead. Yeah, I think it could be huge. So I'm skipping ahead because this is kind of a transition, but Missing Piece wants to know, are you going to keep your Rivian reservation if Cybertruck blows it out of the water?
I mean, of course not. If it blows this out of the water, I won't. I'm not going to just go with Rivian for like to encourage them. I mean, it's going to be like a pretty big purchase if I go through with it. So I'm going to go with what's best on the market. Problem with Rivian right now, I do like the product a lot, but they only have announced like the base price of the truck. And I'm looking at the mid-range or long-range version that's interesting to me for the R1T Rivian. And I'm still I'm curious to see what's going to be the price of that. It might be like $100,000 vehicle, which I'm not sure I'd be ready to go. Especially I have two Teslas now, and I don't drive any of them because I'm always traveling anyway. So I need to stop buying electric vehicles that I never drive.
Well, you could trade one in.
Yeah, I could do that, but I cannot part ways with my Model S Signature. I have like
but your parents are driving that.
Yeah, right? At least my parents are driving. And to be fair, I'm not driving it, but they are being driven around. My goal is to at least have contribute to fewer gas mileage, and if I can give my cars to people that are not going to drive their gasoline cars, then that's a win for me. So that's what I'm doing right now, but still.
So let's talk about some possible features. Like the Rivian's got a bunch of cool stuff that we like, pass-through thing. SAI thinks he's pretty sure it's going to fly. I don't know about that.
I think that's based on Elon just tweeting that the thing about the Roadster SpaceX package, and it could do the similar thing with the pickup truck. I think that's pushing it a little bit. I mean,
a lot. Like, although that would be good for clearing snow. So
you mean literally like pushing the snow away with the...
With the rocket thrusters.
With the cold air thrusters.
Yeah, I tried doing that with the drone once. It didn't work. if you've got rocket thrusters, you could clear some snow.
Yeah. No, I don't think it makes sense to have the SpaceX package on the truck, because it's a performance package that wouldn't be as useful on a pickup truck. But you never know with Tesla and Elon. So,
So what else do you think they're going to show?
Missing Piece, like, said new Powerwall capable of charging the Cybertruck.
I mean, any Powerwall can charge anything, but
well,
maybe direct.
Well, yeah, I think he's referring to like a charger Powerwall combination, which is something that they did talk about. Was it for the Tesla Semi unveiling that it was supposed to be a new Powerwall coming out? Now I'm getting confused, but there was one event in the last 2 years where Tesla was like, we're going to unveil a new Powerwall charger thing, a new product, and then they didn't unveil it. So I don't know what happened with that. We did ask Elon about that, and he never said. So I don't think there's going to be something about that in this one. Ever since the Tesla Semi unveiling and the Roadster coming out, people was, oh, there's going to be like a one more thing at Tesla event. But that was the only time there was a one more thing at a Tesla event ever. So it's not the rule. It was the exception that the Roadster. Though you could argue that Tesla did like show that picture of the Tesla pickup at the end of the Model Y unveiling, but it wasn't
sort
like,
of.
Yeah, they did. No one saw it, and even if everyone would have seen it, it's just a teaser image. It's not. It's nothing like bringing out the Roadster at Tesla Semi. That was the perfect unveiling that you could have done. That really blew.
Yeah, that
away.
Was awesome. They also did show the Shanghai Gigafactory for the first time at the Model Y event, but that's
also not that big of a thing to unveil. No, but if they unveil something else, I really don't know what it could be at this point.
I mean, I think there's a lot of opportunity with the electrification. So, if they have a built-in inverter that can kind of power a house or power a bunch of power tools. That's something cool. I think a lot of trucks right now come with a kind of a low powered inverter that powers some power tools, but this would obviously be able to power quite a few more. There's a bunch of cool stuff. Like maybe it's got a surfboard holder, or maybe it's got something we're not even thinking about. I'm sure Tesla will have something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with modulars, modular adaptation to the bed. Rivian has done a lot of interesting thing on that front. A missing piece that maybe a Roadster demonstration of the SpaceX package on the Roadster. I did ask Elon about that earlier this year, and he said that he expected demonstration of that at the end of next year. So I would be very surprised if that's ready. I think that's very conceptual right now. But yeah, Rivian, not at their unveiling, which, by the way, Rivian's unveiling was the LA Auto Show last year. So a year later, you see that the Tesla Semi. So it was a big year last year at the LA Auto Show for a pickup truck. Because I would argue that Rivian actually launched the electric pickup truck craze, really. Because before that, Tesla was talking about a pickup truck, but there wasn't that much hype behind it. Well, there's always hype behind Tesla products. I'm not saying that, but it wasn't as big as it was has been in the last few months. So I think Rivian really launched that, and after that, you saw Ford announce it, you saw GM talking about it, and now you have Tesla officially unveiling theirs. Hope it has unbreakable windshields of the Semi. Yeah, I think we could see a lot of similarity between the Tesla Semi and the Cybertruck. Are we calling it the Cybertruck, by the way, now? Is that
I don't know. Official? Cyberpunk, Cybertruck, yeah. Cyberfrunk, Cyber... Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
The last few times that Elon mentioned it, he did say Cybertruck, the Tesla Cybertruck.
Maybe so. That's the model. Maybe that's the name.
Yeah, maybe that's it. So, yeah, I think unbreakable windshield would be one of those things that's possible. Although the unbreakable windshield, that has a specific use for a commercial vehicle like the Tesla Semi, because... They often break the windshield. I mean, things happen. Semi trucks in general drives a lot, and things happen, and they hit the windshield. And when they do, they have to stop the truck, and you take off hours to replace the windshield or repair the cracks, and that's cost them thousands of dollars in costs when your truck is not working, your truck is not earning money. So having unbreakable windshield. Is worth the money there? Is it worth the money for a consumer product? Maybe not. I'm not sure of the cost comparison here.
Also, strangely, it can be a security issue, because if you like have unbreakable glass surrounding your car and you're in like a wreck, and the firemen can't break through that thing, yeah, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
But anyway, that might be something we'd see. You already covered the volume per year. Six figures, I think, for sure.
Yeah,
demand wise,
it could be. I mean, if you look at the volumes that Ford is taking out for the F-150, and then GMC is a bunch of them, then you have Chrysler with the Dodge. There's tons.
Yeah. So originally, I feel like the Cybertruck, or what we're now calling the Cybertruck, was going to be sort of based on the Model 3.
I mean, the Tesla Semi has Model 3 motors, so it's not impossible. Tesla has the Plaid powertrain coming out on the Model S.
Right.
It has three motors. It hasn't been confirmed that they have been Model 3 motors, but that's the speculation. It's very likely, in my opinion, that's going to be three Tesla optimizing a package that they've been working for the Semi, which has more than three, though. The Semi, I think, that's at least four, right? I think it's four,
at least four, Model 3 motors, or six or something,
maybe even six. So maybe they find a way to package them by three and do it. They could put an entire drivetrain, three electric motor drivetrain with a number of power packs, battery modules that they can package together and do the pickup truck. Which leads me to another interesting, like, especially since the design has been a big question for the Cybertruck. Tesla is, regardless of the design, is building a brand new platform for this. I mean, I don't think this is being built on the Model X platform. Don't think it's certainly not being built on the Model 3 or Model Y platform. And maybe a Tesla Semi platform. I don't know. I wouldn't bet on that.
Seems kind of big.
Yeah, it seems a tiny bit too big. So I do believe Tesla has built a new brand new platform for the Tesla pickup truck, And now that could be a very prime platform to release different kinds of vehicles on it. So that could be interesting. If there's one more thing at this event, I would think that it's sort of commercial vehicle built on that platform. Maybe some kind of boring company, people mover, built on a bigger, larger platform that can have like 16 people in it or something, which was the original plan. When I talked to the president of the Boring Company earlier this year and they announced the Las Vegas project, that was the big question. What are they going to do with Las Vegas project? Is it going to really be the thing with the Model X that we saw last year at the Boring Company event that turned a lot of people away from the Boring Company? That's basically just a regular tunnels with Model X inside. And he said that's going to be an option, but we're still looking at the pedestrian vehicle that we unveiled in that very cool video that they had when they launched the Boring Company. So maybe something like that could be cool too.
Oh yeah, and we haven't talked about the minibus in a while. Like Elon did promise a minibus.
Yeah,
maybe that's on the same platform. I mean, if you have the sloping front end, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, that might be a good plus one. Mm-hmm. So somebody Meyer T asked, "Do you believe the sci-fi design could potentially limit sales appeal?" And I believe that's a pretty good question. If so, why would Tesla go with such a design?
Yeah, but we don't know until we see it. I mean,
right.
Sometimes you see those design, those concept, and they're a little bit too funky, but you never know. Like, just I posted the Kia one today, like this SUV, which is out of this world, and it looks super cool. But you know, it's not going to be something that's going to go to production. I mean, it has giant oversized wheel, and the proportion for the windows are super small that you have, like, no, you don't have a good sight from the driver's seat. So there's compromise to be made. But I'm sure Tesla's design team can pull it off, and it can be something cool, even though it's out of this world. I mean, Elon said yesterday that people will think it's something out of a movie set. I know plenty of people that want to buy a Batmobile, like all of them, right. You said. So if they can turn that into commercial products that are a decent price, you never know. Like, I don't think many people tried it. I mean, there's the kind of the DeLorean days. That didn't work out. Like, they tried to do it, didn't work out. Maybe it's going to be a similar situation. Maybe they'll get it right.
Yeah, DeLorean kind of strikes me as kind of cyberpunky.
Yeah.
Especially with all the Back to the Future stuff on it. Missing Piece also is hoping for 4 motors and tank mode for zero turn. That was one thing about the Rivian truck that I know I was excited about, the zero turn possibility. Is that something that, I mean, Tesla could clearly, 4 motors is in Tesla's wheelhouse. Is that something you think they would work on?
Yeah. Do you need 4 more? Yeah, you probably do, because you need traction at each wheel to do that. But you could, you would need 4 motors. Yeah, maybe. I mean, a tank mode thing is cool, though. It's like how much you can get out of that. Even Rivian has been honest about it, and like, yeah, it's cool. It looks super cool, but we won't allow you to do that on asphalt. So. It has to do on right. other surfaces, so it's really for off-roading and things like that, which some people do, but it's not that big of a market. However, it does look crazy cool. So, and I've talked to RJ maybe a few months ago, the CEO of Rivian, and he did say that he was going to finally release that video that we've been talking about, that an actual demonstration of their tank mode.
That video alone is going to be like a news cycle.
Yeah, and I feel like they should do that around the time that Tesla unveils it, so that to keep some of that momentum going of their truck. And it's not like they need it that much. I'm not saying that Rivian is going to be in any troubles from Tesla's unveiling of the Cybertruck. It's gonna hurt them maybe a little bit at first, but at the end of the day, the market for pickup truck is so big, and all you need to do right now is just convince pickup truck buyers that they can go electric. And so if Tesla can help people convince them to do that, and some people end up looking into electric trucks, and maybe they'll prefer the Rivian or whatnot, then that's going to help for sure. So even though there's some competition, I think it's a plus for the whole industry that more electric pickup trucks are being unveiled, and people can see that they can go electric with a pickup, which has been a problem with any electric vehicles. A lot of people think that it's not good for them. It won't work. It's not enough range. Charging is too slow. And arguably, that's a bigger challenge for a pickup truck because they're less aerodynamic, so less efficient to start with. Although at the same time, what it does, it's a bigger room for improvement. And that's what Tesla has been good at. I mean, they are the efficiency king, not just electric versus gasoline, but in electric vehicle in general, they are extremely good at making efficient EVs. And I mean, you can compare the Model X to the Audi e-tron or the QC, Mercedes-Benz QC. So I'm sure that they're going to do a great job with the truck.
And what about big tires? Do you think they'll be able to put huge tires on it?
That's been a big question. Like, you have to find this compromise between the stickiness and the width of the tires and the, I mean, now at 35, he's talking about the diameter.
Monster truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a monster tire. I'm sure that they're going to make a wheel well that's going to support a bigger size tire, and then they're going to have a smaller size option to as a standard. If they have some kind of cyberpunk thing, I mean, I'm sure they're gonna have some off-road capability, and they're gonna enable larger tires. The biggest question to me is what kind of bed they're gonna have, what kind of size bed they're gonna have. They're gonna have a 6-inch bed, a 6-foot bed. That was the biggest complaint that I've heard about the Rivian truck, where it's not a full-size bed. You cannot put an ATV behind it. You cannot put even a full-size bike.
Right.
Yeah.
Good question. Do you think like, well, we kind of also,
yeah, we touched that a little bit earlier, maybe a boring company, pedestrian movers, a commercial van wouldn't make sense to maybe even more like a commercial delivery vehicle more than a sprinter van. They don't do it. Ford doesn't do it for the F-150, but the F-250, they use the same platform to make those kind of big box delivery vehicles.
Right. So, and with Amazon buying so many Rivian vans, the competitors, like who are now UPS, FedEx, DHL, the U.S. Post Office, they could all be potential customers there. Tesla wouldn't need to make all-wheel drive for those, but you know, that's a big customer base right there. How much do you think it will weigh? I'm gonna say a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna be maybe that's the other thing that Tesla, like, they have to be efficient. But the interesting thing is that with the Tesla Semi, they claim to have managed the weight very well, and now I don't have the numbers in mind, but I feel like something like 15,000 16,000 pounds have been thrown around, and that's not bad. And so that's not bad when you consider that rumored 1 megawatt hour of battery capacity in it or something like that. So
right.
that would be crazy.
So this is kind of back to the where is it going to be built? We can probably move on from that. Yeah. And then we saw the semi in a pickup truck format. I wonder how much that's going to look like the Cybertruck. But that was carrying a Ford F-150.
Yeah.
So
they could do something like that. I mean, I don't think it's going to fit in. F-150 was going to fit in the bed of the Cybertruck like it did with that pickup, semi pickup version. But they could certainly do something like a tug of war with the Cybertruck and an F-150. Just something like that. Like you take a Raptor. F-150 right. Raptor against the Cybertruck, because that's probably the biggest thing they're gonna go after is a Raptor, because it's also like the cool looking
right.
pickup that sort of off road capability and things like that. So that's probably a truck you want to go with. It's probably the price range. I don't remember exactly price range of the Raptor, but it is a little bit more expensive than the average pickup truck. And surprisingly, it's the one that holds value the best. It's like one of the best vehicle to hold value at Ford Raptor.
And yeah, I think that's why
yeah,
Ford is finally going into the electrics now. It's like, all right, they're attacking our bread and butter yeah. with the the pickups. Like everything else was like, yeah, we'll just kill all of our consumer cars rather than build electric. Mm-hmm. But if they come after our trucks, all right, now we gotta get in the game. Let's go some more questions. Trailer hauling. Obviously, it's going to be able to haul stuff. Do you think it's going to be able to haul like monster boats? Is this going to be a big area?
I mean, Elon has been already talking about 300,000 pounds of capacity. Of course, I don't think that's going to be the rated capacity that's going to be on your warranty. But I wouldn't be surprised if it would be actually capable of towing that over a relatively small distance safely. But it's going to have like the highest rating towing capability that you can have, I think, for a pickup. I think they're going to go for that. However, yeah, if you do that, it's going to affect the range greatly. And which brings me to one of the biggest questions of the night. It's going to be what are going to be the variants of the Cybertruck in terms of battery pack options. And then how does those affect the price? Because Elon went out and said it's going to cost less than $50,000 and be better than an F-150. I mean, that's a crazy statement to make and very encouraging statement. But
I think it's going to start at 50,000 to be, and it's going to be like the Model 3 at
How big of a battery pack are you going to have at that 50,000?
Right.
It's going to be 80.
You're going to get 200 miles maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 kilowatt hour, 100 kilowatt hour is what's going to be. And then how much range you get out of that? Probably towing, it's going to be awful range. Awful range with 80 to 100 kilowatt hour battery pack. So unless there's been a massive, unless the unveiling comes with a massive decrease in the cost of battery cells, I'm having difficulties imagining the different variants option with the different pricing option if the first one start at less than $50,000. So that's very surprising to me.
All right, I'm just cycling through some more questions mm-hmm. here. So we just talked about the price. The 6 foot is popular, I guess, but not that popular. So this is another question about scale. It's going to be a lower volume option that could really ramp up on configurable options. I think it's going to be a high volume option or a high volume.
If it starts at 50,000, it has to be a high volume option. There's just no way around it. They're not going to make a Bollinger $100,000 truck.
Right. Although they could make a high end version theoretically with big battery packs up to 200 kilowatt, like the Roadster, but who knows. Mileage range, that's going to really depend on the battery and the aerodynamics.
Yeah, at 50, the if they can, because he talked about 300, 400 miles range option. At $50,000, if I don't think that's going to be, that might be the higher end version, not the lower version, much like Rivian with their 135 kilowatt hour to 185 kilowatt hour option. That those are different.
It'll be nice that Tesla will finally be able to have its own service fleet instead of driving around Fords.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy John notes that. It's the company's identity. I'm sure this will go into service shortly after launch, as soon as they kind of get their first.
Tesla has already been doing that with the Model S and X, that they reconfigured the back to have like all the tools and sides and everything.
Right.
But they still also use gasoline powered vans and stuff. So I'm not sure what's the split, the mix is on those. They did acknowledge what you just said, that it was the whole identity, and they felt bad about using gasoline powered vans and everything, and that's why they developed the Model S and X. But we see those just as often we see the vans, even though they have recently, after that announcement, they have expanded the fleet a lot. So I'm not sure what the deal is on that front.
Yeah. So Frunk. I mean, with the triangle or with the Blade Runner, does that get rid of the trunk? I mean, how is that going to also affect, with the trunk, frunk being gone, how is that going to affect safety?
Yeah. Good question on that too. So yeah, if Tesla would have went with the traditional pickup truck design, just electric, you could now imagine a giant frunk where you have a ton of storage space there, and then the bed can be just used as a regular bed for a more workload, work intensive like carrying lumber and whatnot. In the front, you can just look it for your regular luggage if you need to, whatever. But yeah, the question is now, based on the teaser image we have, that if this is the front end, if this has an angle like we think it has, it changes the whole thing about the frunk. Now, it can also be flat based on the teaser image. It can also be flat. If it is flat, then trunk is still an option. So, yeah. Assuming really how to tell. But like you said, the safety question is good too. Like, that's always Tesla's priority. So I'm sure they figured it out if that's the case. But the whole larger crumple space in front is a big question.
Towing long distances, I'm going to go with probably not fantastic. Obviously, you know, if superchargers are nearby, that helps. Tesla's already started building superchargers that, if you're towing something. Maybe the mega charger comes in there. I don't know. Probably not. Different application.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be nowhere near the energy capacity of the Tesla Semi. So not sure if the mega charger would have that big an impact on the charge time. Though, like you said, the towing capacity, if you're coming in with something in tow, it's harder to park at those superchargers. So maybe then the mega charger would be an option for that.
Yeah, so apparently Kimball has tweeted, Elon's brother, who's also on the Tesla board, he's most excited for the Cybertruck than any Tesla product since the Model S. It's going to blow your mind with the emoji of brain exploding, electric, and then cowboy hat.
It's Kimball, Kimball.
Whatever. But
thanks, Ty. Elon said the exact same thing on those. So,
right.
Apparently, the two brothers are very excited about it.
Kimball seems like a more of a cowboy kind of guy. So maybe that's his.
Yeah.
You know.
He lives in Colorado, so it's the land of the F-150. So might try to convince some of his neighbors to go electric.
Right. So they don't need a giant engine, no frunk. Cyberpunk design might just mean modern version of a cab 4 design to maximize bed size. Sure.
That's been the big rumor with like Tesla's misdirection about the picture that he unveiled at the Tesla Semi unveiling of the pickup variant of the Tesla Semi. Like that, this could actually be the design, like you're closer to it. That'd be crazy surprising to me, but it's not impossible.
Yeah, that would be a huge frunk in that case. Yeah. So it would be like almost like part of the storage, like a second.
Because the Tesla Semi has a frunk.
Right.
I think we posted it before, but that's the same thing in
the frunk. So the Bollinger has 7,500 pounds of towing.
Oh, it's going to be that, I think.
Okay, so people are already switching their Model Ys for Cybertrucks. That's good, I guess.
Model Y reservation for a truck. I mean,
and we haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah.
But Kimball can't be. All right. Anyway, think we'll be able to place order day one. You can probably place an order right now if you really want to. Tesla will take your money.
Yeah.
Battery costs could come down quite a bit with the Maxwell Tech and other stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely will.
Yeah, by the time the Cybertruck is unveiled, the battery cost is going to come down, and I'm sure Tesla will take that into account in the pricing that they're going to unveil later this month. However, if it's that big of a difference, I thought, like, because we know that the Tesla battery and powertrain investor day is coming next year, and I think that's going to give us a better insight into the timeline for Tesla's battery cost and volume production, because those trucks are gonna consume a lot of battery cells for Tesla, because already Tesla has the highest energy capacity battery packs per car on average, and now you're gonna increase that a lot with a Tesla pickup truck that's gonna have, I mean, no less than 80 kWh in my opinion, and I even think that that's kind of low, and it's likely going to have like a 200 kWh option in it. So that's going to be a big battery consumer. So I thought that Tesla would sort of give us like better plans, better look inside into what's that going to look like before only the truck, but it doesn't look like it.
All right, so we should probably wrap up here pretty quick. We're already 15 minutes more than we thought, but... Like, final thoughts, is this going to be a big, I mean, sounds like a big deal for Tesla. What do you think? Like, is this kind of like what? I didn't even look at the stock price, but is it juice in the stock? What's going on?
Oh, I didn't look either. We're not good shareholders, you and I think.
Oh, it's up.
It's Woo-hoo. Up. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a killer event, personally. I think even though at first he sort of tried to manage expectation about the design and everything, and then I think he switched like 180 and was like, nah, it's going to be the best thing ever. I always think that Tesla's design team, I think it's one of the best in the industry right now. I think they get almost everything right, if not everything. Like, I have very little complaint about Tesla's designs in general. So even though they are quite evidently taking a bigger risk here, I think it's going to be a great vehicle. And I don't think they're going to need that backup design of a more traditional pickup truck. I'm just curious. Like I said, my biggest question right now is going to be the variance option based on the capacity and range versus the prices option. And I would love if Tesla do it as transparently as they did with the Model Y, where they already released their configurator. And with the configurator, you see all the option right away. I think that's the best way to do it because it's a more transparent one, even though they ended up changing the prices of the Model Y a bunch of times since, because it follows the prices on the Model 3 and the Model 3 change prices. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, me too. And I'm really excited. So with that, we'll kind of end today's, but we'll be back on in 2 days on Friday. So we'll have more then.
All right.
See.
Thanks for listening. See you soon, guys.